Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
I'm just trying to spell it out for the listener.
Felger and Mast.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B.
Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mast.
Q-U-I-T quit.
Okay, thank you. No, spell out for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Which do you think was the better offseason acquisition? If you're looking at the one that will be the most impactful, and obviously these are the two biggest moves of the offseason to this point, Brady or Cam?
Well, the better acquisition is Cam because you have to factor in cost. I mean, the Buccaneers are guaranteeing Tom Brady $50 million over the next 2 years. You know, if something happens and, you know, no quarterback has ever had success at his age, you know, then they're in big trouble and it's going to hurt them long term. The Patriots are guaranteed. We haven't seen the final Cam Newton contract, but it looks like they're guaranteeing him very little. The minimum salary, if that's what it is $1.05 million this year. That's less than the fine they have to pay for filming the Bengals sidelines. So think about that. Cam Newton might cost them nothing, and the potential reward on the signing is massive. So you have to factor in the cost. I think Cam is obviously the better signing.
Hi there, everybody. Welcome into the program. Felger and Maserati, Tuesday, June 30th. Have a little surprise coming up for you here in our Town Fair Tire studios, but that's where I want to start. Dan Graziano on ESPN today, and that was sort of, for me, the tipping point. The tipping point is we have day two of our Cam Newton reaction, and day two is often better than day one because day two, we get to react to the reaction, which is what I'm doing today and what we want to do today. And Dan Graziano is a stepping off point where he says that of what was the better signing, Tom Brady in Tampa or Cam Newton in New England? And he said Cam Newton in New England. And that's why I said, well, that's it. That I've about had enough. And that was my tipping point. So that's where we're going to start with today. Again, from our Town Fair Tire studios, the surprise is Maz. It's Maz. I didn't even realize you're going to be in today, bud.
Good, you?
How about that?
How about that? Murray's out, so I'm in. There you go. We get, you know, what is it, like a, you know, a population limit in this studio?
We do.
We got quotas we got to meet. So Murray's out, so I'm back in studio. Nice to be here.
Awesome. From the depths of the apocalypse, Tony Maserati back, making his triumphant return to our Town Fair Tire studios. And our update studios is McTakey back there. He is actually hermetically sealed behind the glass. How you doing, Matt, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm doing great because I'm away from you two, Jamokes. This is great. Can we continue this after COVID? This is fantastic.
I like it better when you're in there.
Okay. Yeah, this is much better.
So anyway, Maz, what stands out to you about the coverage of the Cam Newton signing with the Patriots?
So look, I told you yesterday that to me, that on some level, this is a referendum on Jarrett Stidham. I don't see how it cannot be. It has to be related to Jarrett Stidham in some way, shape, or form. In fact, I'd go so far to tell you, as to tell you, that I think that this is a Jarrett Stidham story as much or more than it is a Cam Newton story. The fact that Cam Newton is here tells me that the Patriots have doubt about Jarrett Stidham. They have doubt. Now, again, is that a lot of doubt? Is that a little bit of doubt? Is that long-term doubt? Is it short-term doubt? To me, doesn't matter. There's doubt. Fact, if they fully believed in Jarrett Stidham, then Cam Newton would not be here. So they have their doubts. And the idea that somehow, you know, I just keep reading, they feel good about Stidham. They feel good about Stidham. Well, it can't be as great as everyone is saying it is. It just can't be.
Maz, you started with this yesterday and you were ahead of the curve as usual. I assumed that I would start to get some reporting on what has gone on this offseason, or how they really felt about Jarrett Stidham, or something that would reflect
something other than what I've gotten in the last 24 hours, and that is, this means nothing about Jared Stidham. He's still the guy, still full steam ahead with Jared Stidham, and some sort of master stroke by Bill Belichick. And this was the plan all along. It's like, wait a minute. The tire pumping of Jared Stidham for the last several weeks and months has been over the top. So I thought I would get a course correction from the Stidham people, and I haven't gotten it. And I think the coverage has just been too glowing. Again, by Dan Graziano, where he goes to the point where he says Cam Newton is a better signing in New England than Tom Brady in Tampa. Oy vey, would you please? Okay, so look, and I am someone who, maybe I was late to this, Maz, because I am someone who does believe that Stidham can still be the guy, that he doesn't need to play in year two to develop. You know, I've been on that train, but I'm also not stupid. I also understand there's another side. And is anyone going to tell it? You know, everything that I have read, that is, it said basically it's not a reflection on Stidham. And I'm sorry, something had to have happened either for the Stidham people. It's either one or two things. He wasn't as high on the Patriots list, and they weren't as hot on Jared Stidham as you were led to believe. Or something happened here in the last couple of weeks that made them change their minds. You can't have it both ways. If Jared Stidham was having a great offseason and instilling the team with all sorts of confidence, and they really believe he was the guy and on the precipice of being the guy, they wouldn't waste their time with Cam Newton. They're assuming, you know, Cam Newton is a whole nother deal. Like, that's not just a guy. So it's got to be one or the other. Either Stidham was not as far along as you were led to believe, or something happened here in the last couple of weeks or months to change their mind. I'm sorry, you can't have it both ways.
I wouldn't rule out both. I mean, again, I wouldn't rule out both. And I'll tell you, Greg Bedard, our buddy, obviously, who's with us, the big boy.
He just dropped something. I haven't had time to read it. It's basically a bluff fest, it feels like. But go ahead.
So he's just, and it is a little bit of a bluff fest, because he's trying to say that he was telling you all along not to.
I told you that. Here, let me sum up the whole article for you. I've just glanced at it. I told you so. I told you, as I said, that's pretty much the article. Go ahead.
So he referred to a column that he wrote on January 10th, and he said, here's what I've been able to glean about how the team views Jared Stidham. Certainly for where he was drafted, Stidham had an impressive rookie season to work, and he did well behind the scenes. But I don't get the sense the team is all aboard the Stidham train should things go south with Brady. Okay, he wrote that on January 10th.
So to his credit, as I was just ragging on him, he has not been on this Stidham train.
So that comment stuck with me, though. And then he goes on to say what he said here on the air, which is that they view Stidham very much like they viewed Garoppolo, that they think he has a chance to be a starter, but it's going to take a couple of years until they really know. And they won't fully know until a couple of years in. So then Brady leaves, and all of a sudden now Stidham's the guy? That just didn't feel right to me.
You can't have it both ways. Either you were misled.
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer. Huh?
Thank you, Greg. Either you, and I'm talking to Greg, because he was not on the Stidham train like some of these other guys. And so for that crew, for the cartel, if you will, the Stidham cartel, and I love y'all, and I say this all, you know, this respect to my heart, honestly. But it, you know, either you were oversold on Stidham, or something happened here. And it's one or the other. I'm sorry, you can't have it both ways. You know, Tom Keegan in the Herald, love him to death, love him. He's been huge on the Stidham train. He writes, alarmists might read the New England signing of Newton as evidence that Belichick is not sold on Stidham. Nonsense, says Keegan. That's nonsense. If that were the case, why would Belichick risk going into the season with him as the best option by letting Newton test the market to see if he could get better than backup money? Belichick simply correctly read the market for Newton and now doesn't have to worry that if his starter suffers an injury, the drop-off to the backup would turn the Patriots into a non-contender in the AFC East. Like, so it's nonsense that this is the Newton signing is evidence that Belichick is not sold on Stidham? Are you kidding me? Mike Lombardi in The Athletic, this move was not an indication of distrust in the talents of Stidham, but rather a rare opportunity to allow Stidham more time to grow, develop, and become the quarterback of the future.
It is such bull crap. It's unbelievable.
I mean, like, across the board, Curran wrote today, NBC Sports Boston, because we've spent the past 2 months since the draft believing the Patriots were riding the Stidham-Hoyer combo, the signing of Newton has been viewed by some as a vote of no confidence in Stidham. In reality, this move has less to do with the Patriots being cool on Stidham and more to do with putting a few chips on the very significant upside of Newton. And that's really not a bad thing, says Curran. Not for Newton, not for the Patriots, not for Stidham. And then he goes on, I don't want to tempt you, Maz, but his whole column is about, well, Jimmy Garoppolo had to wait 2 years, so Stidham's going to wait 2 years.
Yep.
And so they're
Jimmy was advanced, of course.
They're all saying this is not a statement on Jared Stidham. Of course it's a statement on Jared Stidham. Tell it like it is. Like, come on.
Yeah, it has to be, again, because if they were 100% in on Stidham, Newton wouldn't be here. If they fully believed in the guy, Newton would not be here. And again, you want to tell me, well, you're making the doubt sound worse than it is. You can take my words and twist them however you want. I'm just telling you, they're not fully invested in Jared Stidham. They're not.
Not like we were led to believe. Not like we were led to believe.
Mike, Chris Sims said it point blank. Jared Stidham is the plan. That's the plan. Jared Stidham is the plan. Chris Sims said that.
So a lot of these guys are saying, well, it's competition. Like, Cam Newton, like Keegan, there's a good backup plan there. Cam Newton ain't sticking around if he doesn't win the job in camp. He's going to get cut. Cam Newton as your backup holding a clipboard makes zero sense for him and is risky for you. And is that's not, he ain't here to back up. So it's like, so after all this hype and pomp and circumstance over Stidham for weeks and months, they signed Cam Newton here. And here's another thing that's being, that's not being reported enough. And it ties into the Stidham thing. It ties into being oversold on Stidham. Not only didn't they bring in Cam Newton, but here's a news flash, and it's not being reported enough. Cam Newton isn't that good. He's not that good. His upside, obviously, he's got tremendous gifts and he's had some incredible years. But on balance, his career as an NFL quarterback? I mean, it's good. It ain't great. You said it yesterday. Has he had 3 winning seasons?
Out of 9.
3 winning seasons out of 9. How many great years has he had? He's had like 3 or 4 of the 9 have been great.
Right.
Otherwise, they've been meh or injury prone or what? And he's not that great. He's got tremendous ceiling and tremendous upside. He could have a great year. But if you think that, has Cam Newton been a great NFL quarterback to this point?
No. In fact, I was thinking this morning, would you say he's a Hall of Famer? I say no, he's not.
Everyone gets voted in. He ain't in mine. Not even close. He shouldn't be. But, you know, who knows how these guys vote? Everyone gets a medal. Peter King's going to vote for everybody. But, you know, is anyone going to report that no one wanted Cam Newton? No one. You know how many guys moved? Yeah, and I'll include guys that stayed with their team who were free agents. I mean, Breeze in New Orleans, Rivers in Indy, Brady in Tampa. Oh, Teddy Bridgewater went to Carolina. The Carolina Panthers are going to pay Teddy Bridgewater more money this year than they would have paid to Cam Newton to stay. Cam Newton makes $21 million a year. He was going to make $21 million. They're paying Bridgewater $23 or $24 million in new money this year to supplant Cam Newton. Rivers, Brady, Breeze, Bridgewater, Foles, Mariota, Tannehill, Jameis Winston, Andy Dalton. How many teams? No one wanted Cam Newton. Is anyone going to reflect the fact that no one wanted this guy? Is there a reason no one wanted this guy?
Well, look, the injuries are the most obvious one. The other thing is that there's more flash there with Newton than there is actual substance. Like you just said, to me, I look at him and I say, the guy's ability is off the charts. Has he fulfilled it?
I don't think so. So first overall pick, Heisman Trophy winner, next big thing. Has he lived up to the hype? Has he lived up to the billing coming into the league? Borderline.
So I would say, I mean, to me, again,
debatable. He won an MVP. He went to a Super Bowl. So it's not like he's a bust. I'm not calling him that.
No, he's not a bust. But again, he's not the greatest thing ever either, which is how people talk about him. I'm just telling you that the perception of Newton and the reality of Newton are two different things. That's all. The perception of Newton is that he's the most athletic, dynamic, greatest quarterback ever. And like, honestly, I think in some ways there's a Vic analogy there. People talk about Vic like that. At the end of the day, what's Cam Newton's one loss record?
Oh my God, he's not
a little over 500.
He's not that good. So it ties to the first thing, which is either Stidham wasn't what you've been told, or the team soured on him being the guy this year somewhere in the last couple of weeks or months. It's one of those two things, and I know that because they brought in someone who's not that great to take his place. Or, you know, at least this is a debatable point, I think. And I'm getting that nowhere. Nowhere. Other than the big boy on Boston Sports Journal saying, I told you so. And then the third thing is that this is the master plan. And this is what sort of Greg said as well. Bedard's point is that this was the plan. They were going to wait to see who was left at the end of the day, at the end of the market, let the market shake out, and what was left is what they would take. And to which I would say that's not a plan. So you're saying taking Andy Dalton and Cam Newton or Marcus Mariota, or if Andy Dalton was the last guy standing, that's the same thing as Cam Newton? They're two totally different guys.
Yeah, it's preposterous.
Different approaches on the field. Totally different set of circumstances off the field. Andy Dalton is probably okay being a backup. I know he is because he just took a backup job in Dallas. Cam Newton ain't backing up. He ain't going to back up for Jared Stidham. He's going to be out of here if they don't give him the job in camp. So that's not a plan. That's not a plan. So good Lord.
Well, the other thing is, let's say that Winston had been the guy that shook out. How would we feel about that? Like, I shouldn't say that because I don't like Winston. I look at Winston and say, if that was their successor to Tom Brady, Jameis Winston.
So, right, exactly. So the plan was Cam Newton or Jameis Winston or Andy Dalton. We'll see what's left. Like, all those things are equal? That doesn't sound like a plan. Is that a plan?
No.
But now he's being credited with this master plan now. So, as usual, it's a coverage that frustrates me. Day two, your Cam Newton reaction, 617-779-0985. To you right after this.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help Line MA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Now, by and large, we don't remember the last segment.
Felger and Maz.
I mean, I don't remember what I said last segment.
I don't remember what I said 60 seconds ago.
Felger and Maz.
We don't remember who we are or what we said last week.
Yeah, but Felger, I'm the highlight of your show.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Devin Funchess has seemed to really embrace the physicality of his routes and getting those extra yards. Does that give you a little bit of an enjoyment to see him kind of truck sticking people out there?
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes. Like,
I said it since day one. You know, I'm an African-American quarterback that may scare a lot of people because they haven't seen nothing that they can compare me to.
As much as I love Cam Newton, if I played against Cam Newton, I'd put a hit on him, no question. Because if you're dabbing and supermaning and you're kicking my butt, I'm going to get the players together. I said, the first guy can hit that guy, take him out. We got to get rid of him because they rub it in pretty good.
Newton in the shotgun. Takes a snap, going to run it himself, dives, reaches, touchdown Cam Newton. He broke the plane before the ball came out of his hand. Cam Newton doing his little post-celebration dance. He's getting pushed and shoved. Now a little melee, a big scrum breaking out to our right. Behind the goalpost, going into the padding, it's a Pier 6 brawl.
It's a third and nine. Rushing four, ball comes out of the hands of Newton. It's on the ground, and it's still on the ground. Picked up by T.J. Warren at the four-yard line.
Cam Newton decides not to dive in there and
backed away from it.
I guess he made a decision it wasn't worth to go in there and get it.
We didn't lose that game because of that fumble. I can tell you that.
You say the wrong thing?
Yeah.
It's worse than what it is.
But you just walked off. You're opening yourself up for more criticism because everybody gonna say, oh, you dabbing and smiling and styling and profiling when you win it.
Right.
So this is how you go out when you lose?
Per Adam Schefter, Panthers are expected to release quarterback Cam Newton
Cam Newton and Carolina Panthers, I think it's been a little bit contentious here over the last couple months. You drop him in a new place, in a new environment, where he has to re-earn everybody's respect and trust, I think Cam Newton is going to shine.
The Patriots are just the type of team to sit back, wait for the market to settle, and then, when there's not a lot of action, move in and get somebody like Cam Newton, the former NFL most valuable player, signed to a one-year deal. And that's exactly what happened here.
I just think, as Jimmy Stewart puts that together, as you hear there, Cam Newton is that's a different guy than almost anyone on that list. So, you know, again, Bedard and others are saying that this was the plan, whether it was Newton or, you know, player X, whatever shook free. Again, Bedard writes, Newton wasn't the plan, but this outcome was the plan. Again, like, which I love to be Bill Belichick. The Patriots wanted expected Tom Brady. That failed because Brady did sign elsewhere out of spite. So his cap space went to Joe Tooney as Belichick gambled he'd get more than a third-round comp this year instead of next year. Again, those third-round comps, the freaking obsession with the third-round comps just blow me away. After that, and knowing there were more starting-caliber quarterbacks and starting spots available, the Patriots would likely take whoever was left to compete with Stidham and Brian Hoyer at about the minimum for this season. That was it. That was the plan. So again, would likely take whoever was left to compete with Stidham and Hoyer. So we're giving Belichick credit for saying, yeah, whatever left, we'll bring him in, and that'll be the guy.
Right.
So which is implying that Andy Dalton, Jameis Winston, Cam Newton,
They're all the same.
That they're all exact. It doesn't matter. And again, as that montage just sort of tells you, isn't Cam Newton a whole different story on the field and off than other players I just mentioned?
No question.
So, like, that's not a plan to say we'll just take what's ever left at the cheapest dollar.
Mike, in fact, you could argue that.
How is that a plan?
It's not a plan. It's not a plan. All it is a financial plan. Like you could say, because we're going to get whatever we can get for $1 million. That's what we're going to do. Fine. That's a financial plan. But that's not a football plan. So, I said this yesterday, Andy Dalton, to me, in a lot of ways, might be a better fit for what they want to do if they want to adhere to the same kind of principles on offense.
Andy Dalton's a better fit, and I'm going to tell you why. Because if Stidham beat him out in camp, you could keep Andy Dalton as the backup, and he would still work. It'd still be okay. Andy Dalton, I know, is okay being a backup because he just took a job as a backup. And you could at least, that thing that I guess Keegan was writing or others were saying, is that you have that backup plan. Well, Andy Dalton's a true backup plan because he'll fit in the room and would accept it. I'm sure he wouldn't like it, but I know Andy Dalton can handle being a backup because he just took a job as a backup. Cam Newton, if he doesn't win the job in camp, you have to cut him, I think. I don't think he makes any sense as a backup. Does not fit into his business plan. And I'm not blaming him for that. But that's just, you know... No. So it's different. That's not, I'm not giving Belichick a credit for a master plan that says I'll just take who's ever left.
Newton is here to start or nothing. It's start or bust.
And the reason is,
it wouldn't surprise me if Newton were to get beat out by Stidham or Hoyer or whoever, it wouldn't surprise me if he retired.
I don't know about that, but he's here for that. He's here, Maz, to start because either Stidham wasn't as far along as we were led to believe by a lot of the reporting, or the team soured on Stidham for some reason in the last couple of weeks. It's one or the other. Which is it? To your thoughts here, as promised. Let's go to Joe in New Hampshire on Jared Stidham. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, guys. Maybe Stidham throwing that pick against the Jets, Belichick was like, screw this guy. I'm just playing. But,
yeah, that happened 10 months ago.
I know, but usually don't we run quarterbacks three on the roster in the preseason? I don't know if Belichick likes doing that all the time, but if Stidham...
Joe, I'm just going to stop you. So you need three quarterbacks in camp. I got it. They have four. If you just include those undrafted guys, but I don't. Fine. So you need three legit guys in camp. It's got to be Cam Newton, first overall pick, former MVP, huge wake of issues on the field and off. That's your third guy. Just have somebody compete in camp?
Mike, it's asinine.
If that's the plan, I hate the plan. If
you bring Cody Kessler as your third guy, for crying out loud.
If that's the goal.
Yeah, they had him on the roster. And they got a couple of undrafted guys that they've had in. There were, you know, the kid from Michigan State, and there was another guy they had in, too. So this isn't, you don't sign a guy like Cam Newton to be a training horse. It's not the idea. You bring him in to run the race.
It's okay to say that they oversold Stidham to you. He was oversold. They weren't. He's not as far as long as you were led to believe. Joe in North Carolina. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, guys. Grew up in Massachusetts, so Pats fan, but moved down here and have watched a lot of Cam Newton. I would say there's going to be a bit of a drop-off if he wins. I like the move. Low risk, right? High upside. If he wins the job and he starts, he is going to frustrate Patriots fans for a long time. He's got one velocity on his ball, and it's as hard as he can.
Oh, and it's a big windup, isn't it? Everything's a fastball. I agree.
It takes a long time, and his receivers are just caught off guard. And I wonder if that's one of the reasons he'll get caught in camp, because the timing has never been his thing.
So,
yeah,
got it, Joe. Not a pure passer. I mean, he throws a good ball, and he's got a good arm. But, boy, you watch the replay game they showed last night on the NFL Network?
No, I didn't see it.
They played the Carolina Patriots 2017 game. And so, you know, I watched about a half of it. And, you know, he was great in that game. He made some huge plays running the ball in the second half, and he put some balls in there. Also, this is the part of the year where Stephon Gilmore was just, you know, getting his feet wet and didn't know where to go. Guys were wide open.
All right, there was a play that they missed. It was like a backside screen or something. That was a brutal play in that game.
So there were a couple where just blown coverages. And so, you know, it's not like Newton had a lot of tight windows on some of those plays. But be that as it may, it just stood out to me. His windup is just, boy, it's a big, long windup. And again, it's a good ball, but everything is a fastball, it feels like. And I don't mean to say that he sucks. Okay, he doesn't suck, and his ceiling is really high. And as I said yesterday, I think there's a potential there that he is a monster year because he's hyper motivated, and he does have all that talent. But if we're being totally honest, he has not over the balance of his career been an elite NFL quarterback, has he?
No,
I mean he's had elite seasons.
Correct. So have a lot of guys,
but he ain't the only one, right? Exactly. Like if you say over his 9 years, has he been an elite guy over those 9 years? You know, I mean, rank him in the 9 years. So Brady's ahead of him. Rodgers is ahead of him. Breeze is ahead of him. In the last 9 years. Give me more. Who else is ahead of him in the last 9 years?
You said Rodgers, Breeze, Brady.
Yep.
Did you say Roethlisberger?
Is he ahead of him the last 9 years?
That's close. Probably not.
Is Rivers ahead of him the last 9 years?
I would say yeah. Yeah, Rivers is ahead of him. Yeah. I don't think that one's going too far.
Okay, give me another one.
Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck, the last 9 years? I'd take Luck over Newton the last 9 years. It's close.
Cousins?
I mean,
statistically?
Got more of a market. I'd still take Newton, I think. But I think he's in that conversation. He's not in the Brady conversation. He's not in the Brady-Rogers conversation.
No, he's not.
He's in the Luck, Roethlisberger, Rivers. Right, he's in that conversation. You know, I mean, Mahomes passed him in 2 years. I don't want to go too far. Like I'm bashing the guy because I think he's, you know, he's again, he has elite talent and has a high ceiling, and I'm looking forward to this year. It's going to be fun, but I don't know. There's not enough reporting on how is he the last guy standing? And it's not all that the Carolina hung on to him for an extra week because there was so much movement and so many jobs out there that if a team was really interested in Cam Newton, they would have waited the week or they would have traded a fifth round pick or whatever. You know, just to get him out of there, or they would have gone behind the scenes and done the due diligence to know that no one else was going to sign him, and they would have waited him out instead of signing, you know, whoever, Tom, Dick, and Harry. They just would have waited for Cam Newton, and no one wanted him. No one wanted him. Carolina was more willing to pay Teddy Bridgewater than Cam Newton. More money for Teddy Bridgewater in year one than Cam Newton. What does that tell you? Does that tell you Teddy Bridgewater is better than Cam Newton?
Mike, there was a brief period of time there last year where after he got hurt, I thought the Panthers were better without him. When Kyle Allen first got in there, they were playing better with him than they were with Newton.
Okay, so the Stidham thing, really, though. I mean, you were right to start this way yesterday. You were ahead of it, as usual.
Not as usual, but every once in a while.
But it's like, so, I mean, come on. The Stidham people, either he wasn't as far along as you were led to believe, or the Pats cooled on him in the last couple of weeks for whatever reason. I have no idea what those could be because they're not even practicing.
Or both
or something. It's got to be one of those two things.
Wedding. Excuse me.
I'm sorry, Jimmy. I couldn't quite hear you.
Jimmy doesn't like the fact that Stidham went to the wedding in Texas. He thinks that's a factor.
I hate it, too. What do you think, Stu?
I think that Tom Brady is working really hard in Tampa, and we all see it. I think Brian Hoyer is working out aggressively locally, and I think Stidham went to a wedding for 2 weeks.
So maybe the Patriots just saw, maybe it's that. Maybe they just saw something or got a whiff of something from Stidham here that they just didn't like. In whatever context it was.
Is football important to Stidham?
So, I mean, maybe it's that, but if it's not that, then he wasn't as far along as we were led to believe, because they've just replaced him with someone who, again, take this in the spirit with which it's said, is not that good. It was the last guy standing, is a minimum salary guy, really, at the end of the day. So that's where we're starting with. And just saying we'll take whatever shakes free is not a plan. That's the third thing. So your reaction all day long on this. Also, the Patriots tried to bury something, but we won't let them. We'll get to that right after. I was just going to say Murray's update, and I look over there, and it's Maz. It's not Maz, and it's not even Murray. It's McCarthy. Here's an update.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Doing what they do best.
Now talk about soap opera.
Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yesterday, out of a pure coincidence, the same day that their punishments from the NFL were announced, okay? It was like a Friday news dump, but instead it was on Sunday. The same day the NFL said we're going to fine them $1.1 million. The same day that the NFL said they're going to lose a third-round draft pick in the 2021 draft. The same day they were told that the Patriots television production crews will not be allowed to shoot any games during the 2020 season. The same day they were told the senior club officials will have required training on league operation game policies. The NFL basically said, as soon as all these things potentially, and also in addition, David Mondillo, who was suspended by the team at the time of the NFL investigation, by the way, he's banned from NFL facilities forever. So the same day that this whole Bengals Spygate 2.0 situation, the penalties are being laid down there. The Patriots just so happened to wait it out and drop a news bomb that absolutely destroys the penalty bomb and takes the distraction away, takes everything away, the attention away, and they now have Cam Newton, and everybody on earth who's a fan of any other team is like, son of a bitch, they're gonna be good.
That's Pat McAfee reacting to what really was a very deft bit of PR work by the Patriots. They did and were able to have the tail wag the dog and just bury their latest cheating scandal. It worked perfectly, man. Because if there was no Cam Newton news, Maz, this week, it's all we would have.
No question.
It's all we would have. We'd spend the week on it. Yeah. Not just us, but more people would spend more time on it. You just have to, there's that this vacuum, right? And so the Cam Newton thing filled the vacuum. And if not for Cam Newton, we'd be talking about the latest cheating scandal. And not with the same vigor that we have, you know, the past cheating scandals. You have so many. I think people get a little of Pat's cheating fatigue, but it certainly would have been a much bigger headline, a much bigger talker than it has been. And the Pats buried it. They did a good job with that.
No, they were smart to do it this way. Really, because again, the key thing you said, there's the vacuum. There's nothing to talk about, relatively speaking. So in the absence of that, oh my gosh, the country would be eating them alive.
And you know what? What else? What else they help, you know, push to a back page? What's going on down in Florida today? How's the Kraft's prostitution case? Is that there's an appeal going on there today, isn't it?
Oh, that's right.
I think it's today. I don't know if we'll get a ruling today. I mean, who knows? But I think those proceedings are going on this week. So you get to bury that thing as well. Like, people are like, huh, I don't know what you're talking about. Right, because we've been talking about Cam Newton.
That's right, I did see that, yep.
So, not that we're going to spend any time on Kraft, but we're not going to let them bury the cheating thing, as you would expect here. So if you want to weigh in on that, you can. And we've updated the draft capital, or an emailer of ours updated the draft capital the Patriots have lost over the years from their cheating scandals, Maz. What do you got?
Dave and Chestnut Hill sent this in today, okay? Again, they lost 2 firsts, a third, and a fourth. As you said, it's like the freaking Herschel Walker trade. Like, how many picks can you give up because of cheating? So, and I asked this yesterday, like, how many points is that on the Jimmy Johnson value chart? And so this listener, David Chestnut Hill, actually went through and took the points from one of the firsts and flipped it. Like Bill would.
Yep, right, exactly. So he traded down.
Right, so Bill would trade out, trade a first for, you know, a future first and a bunch of second, whatever. You get the idea. Yeah. So this guy determined that if you take one of those other firsts and trade it out, the Patriots have lost the equivalent of a first, 2 seconds, a third and a fourth, and a fifth, sixth, and seventh.
No, that is the Herschel Walker.
Okay, so they literally, it's the equivalent of a full draft.
My God.
A full draft with 2 second-round picks, because two of the penalty picks are first-rounders. So, if you flip one of those picks, they've lost 2 firsts, a third, and a fourth. If you take one of those firsts, you fill out the rest of your draft board. You get 2 seconds, a fifth, a sixth, and a seventh to go along with the ones you've already lost. It's a full draft. It is a full freaking draft. And this is from a guy who has drafted poorly here over the last few years on top of it. So not only have you drafted poorly, you've also taken what amounts to another full draft, lit it on fire, and still won however many divisions in a row and Super Bowls. It's amazing when you look at how they've been able to continue winning.
I don't get why you people don't complain more about those lost picks. When how many emails have you gotten about the third round comp pick the Pats are going to get if they lose Cam Newton in the
over
offseason?
And over,
like,
and over
oh
again.
My God, they get a third round pick out of this. They get another 96th pick or whatever, 100th pick. Like, oh, it's so horny. He's so excited about the third round comp pick for Tom Brady, and you'll pick up a third round comp pick for Cam Newton if he plays the year and plays well and then goes somewhere else.
Yeah, it makes up for the third you lost cheating.
Oh my God, how many of you lost cheating? I mean, why don't you call up and complain about the lost picks for cheating versus the, oh my God, people are so excited about those comp. I don't know what it is or why it is, but it really gets Patriots fans off.
Yeah, no. It's interesting now that Patriots fans actually factor into the accounting the cheating. Well, let's see. So, we're going to lose some picks because of cheating, right? So we're going to have to sign a couple other free agents to make up for those.
All right. Back to your calls on everything right after this. Long commercial-free segment is next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Did they say it?
I didn't say that. Yes, you did.
Yes, they did.
Well, you said it. You said it. I can prove that you said it. You said it.
It's Felger and Mass. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
so much on my mind right now. But I'm gonna keep this shit brief. I'm at your neck.
All right, so there's a Cam Newton hype video. It was more for the simulcast there. But you heard him at the end. I'm about to get at your neck. I thought that was kind of cool. I like that. The way that was edited, the way that was shot. I don't know, that was pretty good. But anyway, there's Cam Newton coming to New England. We continue with your reaction to this and the news dump. That's what Harry in Swansea wants to talk about. Go ahead, Harry.
Yeah, hello, yes. Why don't you guys, you know, why don't you guys do some research? I got a little Team Cheats website here. And the number one team for cheating is, believe it or not the New England Patriots. They rank 14th. It has every team's detailed cheating history. The number one team for cheating is the Denver Broncos. And let me see how they knock it down. Just give me a minute, okay? If you will. I don't know if you can hang up on me.
Just
but...
be quick, Harry. Go.
Okay. Broncos only. Ped gate 12 times since 2003. Salary cap gate 1996, 1998. Spy gate with the Patriot guy. I'll admit that. 2000 dead.
Oh, yeah.
Slime gate 1998. Okay. Contra gate, radio gate, Peyton gate, injury gate, injury gate, injury gate, cramp gate, uninformed gate. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if we do our homework, we understand that they all cheat. That's why it's got no legs. And the only reason they're getting this is because they're the greatest dynasty in the history of mankind.
Okay, not true. Well, the fact that they win is definitely important. I mean, they get more attention because they win. If they sucked, they wouldn't get nearly the scrutiny. That's true. And I'm okay. You know what, Harry? I'm okay with you calling up and giving me that. Just so long as we're talking. We're not going to let the Patriots bury the story. We're not going to let them. They tried to bury it, and we're not going to let them. So you want to call up and defend them? That's fine. I'll take it. Just so it's on the table. Because they tried to take it off. They did a great job of taking it off the table. But what's your counter to that, Maz?
Okay, so he said the only reason. I would say, no, the biggest reason that they get called out is because they cheat.
You cheat.
That's the biggest reason they get called out. And to me, this is all a reflection on Bill.
Yeah, it's two things. You're really good, so the microscope is really hot, you know, and the spotlight's really hot because you win so at such a high level. That's definitely a factor. And two, everyone thinks you cheat. No one trusts you. The league doesn't trust you.
Yeah, and why is that?
Because you're not trustworthy.
Okay, so there you go. Like, I always come back to that. So all this stuff, like, the, you know, you were saying yesterday, the penalty for this particular transgression was significant. I mean, borderline severe for what it was. Okay? That's Bill's fault. The fact that it was severe is Bill's fault because Bill, having violated the rules the first time through, really left a significant stain on the franchise that will never go away. That's Bill's fault.
Here's Nick in Rhode Island on Cam Newton. Go ahead, Nick.
Hi, I know we have a statute of limitation on takes here, but this is what his future Hall of Famer Steve Smith said about him after a loss to the Giants on primetime. I watched Derek Anderson and Jimmy Clausen. They don't play in 20-something games last year. They get up. They observe. They learn. They get those mental reps. He said, I told Cam, you can get some mental reps or you can sit there and sulk on the bench. And then quick thing about the Bengals, Kraft's worth $7 billion. Why didn't they just pay for a ticket in the lower bowl to film?
Okay, so you kind of lost me. So I didn't understand. So Steve Smith was ragging on Cam Newton. When I say that he's not that great, like I don't like say that within the spirit of which I'm trying to say this. It's like, ooh, they got Cam Newton MVP. Well, he was the last guy standing for a reason. No one else wanted him. He had to sign for minimum money. And when you look at the balance of his 9 years, what's he really been? He's got with a tremendous amount of talent, with a really high ceiling, who's had a couple of really good years. But has he been an elite guy in this league? Has his performance lived up to the hype of Cam Newton?
No.
I don't think it has. You actually looked it up, Maz, in the 9 years. We were trying to, you know, where would he rank in his 9 years in the league? What'd you come up with there?
Okay, so again, Newton's been in the league for 9 years. So that's where I drew the line, from 2011 through 2019. And just... to make it easy, I limited it to guys who started an average of 10 games a year. Okay, so 90 starts. 14 quarterbacks have made 90 starts over the last 9 years.
So there are 14 guys who have been full-time starters over the last 9 years.
Right.
Okay?
And I ranked them by passer rating.
Okay. And where does Cam Newton rank in passer rating of those 14 guys?
Last. 14th out of 14. Now, do you want the names in front of them?
Because I do.
You asked a second ago, you said, is he a Rodgers? Is he a Breeze? Is he a Brady? And the answer was no. We couldn't come up with a lot of other names. So I'll go right, start right from the top, 1 through 14 in passer rating over the last 9 years. Breeze, Rodgers, Wilson, Brady.
Left Wilson out. Go ahead.
Ryan, Roethlisberger, Rivers, Alex Smith, Matthew Stafford, Derek Carr, Ryan Tannehill, Andy Dalton, Eli Manning. All have better passer ratings than Cam Newton over that period of time.
So you tell me, would you rather have Cam Newton or Matt Stafford?
Stafford.
I think I would too. I would.
Now, if you said to me Tannehill, I'd rather take Newton.
Okay, would you rather, I think I asked you this before, would you rather have Newton or Rivers?
Rivers.
I mean, over the last 9 years, Rivers has been a better guy.
Yep, Rivers.
Okay, this year, we talked about this yesterday. This year, at this stage of Rivers' career, I might go Newton just for this year. But you talk about who's been a better guy over the last nine? It's been Rivers. Roethlisberger over the last nine? I think it's close. Toss up. Breeze, Rodgers, Wilson, Brady for sure.
Runaways.
Okay, runaways. I would put Rivers over the last 9 years. I'd put Stafford, too, over the last 9 years. That's six. Matt Ryan?
Close. I lean, believe it or not, I probably lean Ryan there at the end of the day.
I don't know. I go Newton there. So I'm not going to put Matt Ryan ahead of Cam Newton.
What about Alex Smith?
I'd really like Alex Smith.
So do I.
I like Alex Smith. I think that's a toss-up. I think Cam Newton is far more talented. Okay, I mean, if we're talking about just raw talent, it's Newton in a runaway. But I, you know me. I like the system guy. I like the system quarterback.
Derek Carr,
game manager. Newton, but I don't mind Derek Carr.
I'd take Newton over Derek Carr.
Eli.
I go Eli there. I go Eli there. Again, so you're going to tell me, well, Newton's better than Eli. Eli wasn't good in the non-Super Bowl years. What about Newton? Three winning seasons in 9 years. The rest of the time, his team sucks. Well, how's that different from Eli? And I'll take the guy that wins the big game.
So isn't
afraid to dive on a fumble.
So over Newton's career, he's been in the 5-10 range. He's been the 5, you know, which isn't, he doesn't suck. I'm not telling you he sucks. I'm just, what I'm saying is that people are saying, well, here comes Cam Newton, so of course Stidham has to take a back seat. No. They're going for real. Cam Newton at this stage is closer to a marginal guy than he is a surefire thing at this stage, which tells you how they feel about Stidham. So either you were oversold on Stidham, what they originally believed in him, or they saw something they didn't like here in the last couple of weeks or months. I don't know which it is. It's not like they've kept Stidham on the bench for Tom Brady, or they kept Stidham on the bench for Russell Wilson, or they kept Stidham on the bench for one of these guys. They're going to keep him on the bench for the last guy standing who's going to sign a minimum deal because no one else would give him a contract.
And Mike, on this list, if I were to alter some of the, let's change the metric that you want to rank him by, completion percentage, Cam Newton, 14th, dead last. So he's last in rating, last in completion percentage. You want to go wins and losses? How about wins, just wins?
Sure.
10th. 10th out of 14, if you want to go in that area. Touchdown passes, 11th.
So look.
Interceptions, 6th.
So this doesn't account for his running.
Correct.
Which is a huge factor, and I'm going to allow for. So just by quarterback rating, he doesn't get, his quarterback rating isn't benefited by his rushing. And it's a huge factor. Again, you watched the Patriots replay game last night. His legs in the second half of that game were huge. And, it's just his running ability, period, is a huge factor in his game, which doesn't factor in these passing stats. So I fully acknowledge that. But anyway, I just don't think, I don't feel like I'm getting that coverage today. I'm not getting that full picture of what Cam Newton really is. I'll give you some more whoppers in the reporting department from our friend Mike Lombardi. I'll do that next after Murray's 90-second. I keep saying Murray. He ain't here. It's McTakey, Matt McCarthy with a 90-second update, no commercials, and we're right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.